Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed lower in the corn and in the soybeans, while wheat was stronger today. Wheat closed up 3 to 3.5 cents in the Kansas City futures. Leaving July at about 764 and a quarter. That's roughly 30 cents off the contract high from about a month ago, and about $1.60 off of the low from the first of the year. So the overall posture for wheat is still bullish. The fundamentals behind it are the dry weather here in the Southern Plains. Most traders are shrugging off the cool temperatures over the past few nights due to the fact that they don't feel like the wheat was far enough along to do major damage. The damage has really come from the dry weather. You look at the two-week forecast, there is some rainfall forecast for Oklahoma and Kansas, but there's still a dry pocket of normal rainfall throughout the Texas Panhandle into western Kansas, which is part of the areas that has been hurt the worst up to this point. There's also some uncertainty in the Ukraine with different developments going on between the Ukraine and Russia. Both of those things have kept the market uncertain. And for now, it looks like we're going to remain in an uptrend. Of course, we will know more after this three-day weekend going into next week. Funds have been big buyers of wheat today, helping hold that market higher.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Corn futures were being weighed on today. It looks like there's going to be a 2 to 3 week window here where we could get a lot of corn planted throughout the United States. And with the technology that these farmers have, it won't take very long time to get a lot planted if the weather permits it. And so that's what's weighing on that. And of course, if we get a normal planting date good, it puts us into a good harvest date and trend line or better yields. So at this point, that's weighing on the futures here in corn. Of course, we've got December 14, which is the new crop, corn crop. 4.96 and a half down 2.5 to finish the day. Soybeans, on the other hand, closed down 4 to 5 cents. It looks like there's some people that have been buying it on the way up here, ready to get out of those positions. And so, week long positions, it's what we call them. They're starting to get out. There's some drop in South American basis levels due to the fact that China has still been defaulting on more beans. There's ideas that they're over $1.50 behind on a lot of those contracts. So that will continue to weigh on the market here. Of course, we had an export sales report this morning, which was good for wheat and neutral for corn and beans, and that was also part of the reflection today. We have this three-day holiday, a lot going on around the world, a lot going on in terms of weather, so anything can happen over the long weekend, but we'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down $1.55 at 144.20, April feeders off 70 at 178.55, and May lean hogs up 62 cents at 123.50. In the grains, Kansas City May wheat was up 3.5 cents at 7.58 even. Chicago May wheat was up 3.25 cents at 6.91 and a quarter. Chicago May corn down 2.75 cents on the day at 4.94 and three quarters, and May soybeans were off 4.75 cents at 15.14 even. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.